At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Back with an all new show. Listen, before we even kick this show off, Damaged Blue, I don't know if you heard recently on Hollywood Unlocked, we posted that Young Dolph was just killed in Memphis. You know, this is a rapper who's had a lot of beef in the streets with rappers like Yo Gotti. And, you know, to me, this is bringing back my memories of when Nipsey Hussle was killed in his community. Memphis was killed while he was out eating cookies at a local store that he had recently promoted, a local business. And he was killed around 1 o'clock. Today, the day that we're taping this, Wednesday. And, you know, it first broke on Facebook where people saw this video of the shooting that went viral. And then I was in the middle of an interview on Instagram and people were saying, Young Dolph just got shot. Young Dolph just got shot. I remember he was the rapper that got shot here in LA some time ago. And from what I understand, there's been multiple attempts on his life. I don't understand how in hip hop, when people are you know, birthed in these communities, that there's not some higher level of protection and policing to protect they're legends. Damage, you're in hip hop. What you think?
I'm sick, bro. This is some of the worst news I heard since we lost Pop Smoke. And I'm a little exhausted. I'm exhausted with the hip hop deaths. I know there was a few attempts on his life. One here at the middle of Hollywood and Highland. Another time, I think he was in North Carolina where his SUV, I think, was shot at 100 times, something like that. But it still pains me to see that we lost another superstar. He's very influential in the culture. So many people love this dude. And we took an L today in hip hop, man. We took another L. And I'm tired of it, man. I'm tired of us losing our young superstars when they're just budding. You know, he was also a label executive. He was making way for other people under him in Memphis to have their sound heard. And we just lost that. So it really messed me up today. I'm trying to be in better spirits, but it was really some dark news for me.
Yeah, and it makes me think back about the 90s. I remember when, we all remember where we were when Biggie died. We all remember where we were when Tupac died. And that was such a huge thing for our generation. But it feels like for this generation, it's speeding up where instead of having a Pac or a Biggie, the numbers of bodies that are accumulating of rappers who are passing away due to violent crimes just feels like it's skyrocketing. And I don't know if there's something that can be done within the industry to address this problem, because it's becoming a pattern that is making me very nervous. These men are leaving behind families, leaving behind communities. And it also speaks to the fact of, like Nipsey, like you mentioned, they both died while being in their communities. And so what does that say for folks that were saying to come back and pour into their communities? Who's going to want to pour into their communities when they're dying in their communities? And so I feel like there's some kind of hip hop summit or something where change agents in the music industry come together to address this, because this is becoming a big pattern.
Yeah, and I haven't been following any beef surrounding him. I heard about the 100 shots in the Carolinas where they shot up his vehicle. His vehicle was bulletproof from what I heard. You know, I went home yesterday for my aunt's funeral, and I took security with me. And, you know, when I got there, people knew I was coming. Some people from the community showed up that I grew up within the streets. My family was there. I got a lot of love. And it was overwhelming how much love I got from people who said they were proud of what I've done for the city. But to think about the energy that goes into putting on for your city, to be sitting in a cookie store that you just promoted, a small black business helping to promote this store, and then to get killed there. You know, I don't know how much hate one has to have for these artists to where you want to kill them. I also don't understand, you know, why the artists can't make it and still stay or come back to the hood that they grew up in to help out. I just think it's really contradictory that we want people to make it out the hood, but then we want to kill them when they come back. I mean, I remember the impact that Nipsey Hussle's death had on me. I was on the Breakfast Club the day after that he was murdered, and to see it happen on video, and then to just think about all the influence that he's had, the impact that he's had on young Nipseys around the world, it's just sad. You know, I also say to us in the media, you know, there's a lot of hip hop bloggers or people in hip hop that get accused of really igniting flames between these hip hop rivals or hip hop beefs. I try to stay out of it as much as possible. I mean, when you're reporting on the news and you're reporting on what's happening, you have a job to do. So I get that. But I don't want to be a part of anything that puts any of these people's lives at risk. I mean, I think back to when the Cardi and Nicki thing was at its peak. And I remember being enthralled in the middle of what was happening on a reporting standpoint. And then when I started getting drug into it, taking it personal. And so I know now moving forward, I need to find my place in it. So that way I don't get personally involved in the weeds of it to the extent that I'm personalizing on the reporting of it. But, you know, I just hope that whatever is happening surrounding this, I know there's been other reports that black youngster's grandmother was shot and killed. I don't know that that's confirmed. Is it confirmed? And then there was a report that Yo Gotti's mother's store was shot up, and that report has been debunked. Now, that's not true. But, you know, this hip hop beef, when stuff like this happens, the fact that we have a death of a young rapper like Young Dolph that has influence like that, I don't know what's to come. But these rappers, a lot are in the news lately. And, you know, today we're talking about DaBaby and Danny Lay. I haven't weighed in on that yet. I haven't gone live anywhere because it's been unfolding. We've actually been texting Danny Lay trying to, you know, meet with her and interview her. And she has been responsive, but at late, she said that she really just doesn't want to talk about it anymore because it has been a lot. You know, earlier this year, she had a song that went viral where it pissed off a lot of black women, a lot of black people, where she said, it's the yellow bone that he wants. Well, it doesn't look like he wants the yellow bone anymore because he tried to put her out of his house right after she just had his child 3 months ago. Now, Danny Lay, for those of you who don't know, is an artist. She's Dominican, right?
She's Dominican.
And people have been on Danny Lay from, you know, Blackfish. They said she wasn't black. I mean, she's a woman of color. She's Spanish. She's a beautiful artist who people love. But once she got with DaBaby, because of how it all went down with this beautiful chocolate baby mama, you know, people really were attacking her, and it seemed like she was ride or die for him at the time, and that he was either just riding with her, but he definitely wasn't going to die. And, you know, when she got pregnant, everybody speculated that the baby was DaBaby's, and DaBaby never publicly claimed it. But recently we saw some stuff happen here on Instagram that has just got us all, you know, in their business. Damage Blue, I'm sure you remember the minute where you were when you saw this unfold on social media. What do you think about what's going on between her and DaBaby?
Well, I'm gonna let you go first.
Oh, okay. So here's the thing, right? As a human being, forget the yellow bone is what he wants and all that other mess. As a human being, what I saw was very sad, right? Seeing a new mother in that position with a newborn child, having the man that she clearly is attached to, speaking about her in a way that's so dishonorable, as a human being, that is gut-wrenching to watch. And so I want to say that all the folks who are clowning Danny Lay on social media, but you can't even get your baby daddy to buy you a Big Mac, I need you to calm down, right? Because we've all played the fool for love at some point or the other. However, I actually had to appear on an Afro-Latina panel with Danny Lay several weeks before Yellow Bone. And behind the scenes, while they were doing mic checks and everything, we were talking about the Afro-Latin experience. And I don't know if she thought I was one of those I know black Dominicans, but she was real candid with me. And she told me directly to my face, I don't consider myself black, but I like black music and black men. And I wish black women weren't so jealous about it. She said it to my face. Mm-hmm. And then we had a conversation where I said, sis, I need you to never say that in public. And I tried to tell her that she needed more education around the Afro-Latin experience. A couple weeks later, that song comes out. I was like, oop, she didn't listen to me, right? So I know for a fact that Danny Lay does not consider herself black. If she's changing her story, I'm calling Cap because she said it to my face that she does not consider herself black, but she uses the N-word. And she was smug about thinking that she was favored over a black woman. She not only said it to me, but she said it in that song. So my thing is, although I feel compassion for her, you play clown games, you win clown prizes. How are you acting like a clown at the beginning of the year and then shocked you're at a circus on Instagram Live at the end of the year? It's called karmic retribution, right? So you don't deserve what happened, but you did co-create it. And I hope that in addition to the pity that she's getting, at some point someone pulls her aside and makes her take accountability for how she helped him play her. She's a co-conspirator in her own demise.
Let's unpack that a little bit, because, you know, for years, you know, everybody knows that I was gut-wrenchingly embarrassed by throwing the drink on Hazel E. Like, I acted out of character 6 years ago. Till this day, people still bring that up, even though multiple times me and Hazel have been seen publicly piecing it up. You know, we both have our own closure. You know, I've apologized and took ownership for it, but people still hold me accountable for that. Why, Damage, let me ask you your opinion. Does it seem like we're still holding Dani Leigh accountable in this experience for maybe some indiscretion she's had and said some things that we may not agree with that Blue just eloquently outlined? I mean, why are we still holding her accountable in this experience? Because as Blue opened up with, I think for me, even me being a gay man, not dating women, watching this woman who I have five sisters and I know her brother who's coming on the show today, right? Bills. To see a woman be treated and humiliated that way. By the way, Dani Leigh, you're a bad bitch and you did look good on the video that he was trying. Matter of fact, let's just show you the video. Take a look.
In my motherfucking hand. What a fucking coward. Look at that shit. Look at that shit. Yeah, I'm fucking live. He got the fucking phone in his hand. Look at that shit.
There you go.
Yeah, there I go. Do my thing. Fuck you, nigga. Yeah. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Bitch, it's cuckoo for cocoa
butter. Yeah, whatever, bitch. Shut you the want fuck your, up. Yeah, you want to record me talking about, shut the fuck up.
I got to record you for my sake.
Yeah, go ahead. It's the first that. Thing.
You ain't finna bring the black man shit. Down. It's get your phone. Come here, close it first.
The black man kind of brought himself down. I think he's trying to gaslight black women, black people, to jump on this whole protect the black man movement. This is the same black man that I said we should give a chance to who disrespected the gay community by conflating AIDS and being gay. This is the same black man who has repeatedly punched out valet drivers. Forget that he killed somebody in Walmart. This is the same black man that the whole controversy around Dave Chappelle's whole Netflix show in supporting him. Like, this person is the center of lots of controversy, yet he's sitting here shaming, disrespecting the mother of his child while she's holding and feeding their child, and then allegedly, based on what she said, threw her out the house. So, Damage, my question is, why is it that given the context of everything he's done, every group of people he's disrespected and isolated himself from, now a woman and trying to gaslight black women to further exacerbate their attacks on her online, why do you think people aren't able to separate all that and just focus on the video that we just saw?
I think people have been, Jason. I think a lot of people, a lot of women that weren't supporting Dani Leigh have been showing a lot of support online, honestly. There's a lot of people I've seen that said they'll never listen to Dani Leigh again, will never support anything she got going on. And for a long time in music, she's been taking a break, you know, most likely because she just had her newborn baby. But I see a lot of those people now online shaming the baby. And a lot of people say, I still don't like what Dani Leigh did, but this is wrong. Mm-hmm. For me personally, when I look at the situation, though, this is why I don't like domestic situations. I try not to get into it, but here we are. I really still to this time don't know what happened. Why is he going on live? Why did she get charged with simple assault? What happened in there? And I'm not saying this to take up for the baby or Dani Leigh, but all I'm hearing is each other's side, and none of it is really sounding like the real story. I don't know what really happened that day. She's saying he was mad. He got a plan B. She got a plan B. But is that really the reason he wanted her to leave? Why did she attack him? It's a lot going on, and that's why, you know, me having I don't want to say baby mom, but I have a child's mother myself. It's a lot of things we went through that if you've seen that on camera, you don't know who's right or wrong, to be honest. It's just our situation. And I think the nastiest part about this is it's caught on live, and you're allowing so many people that are not in that room to make up the story between what's going on with y'all. Mm-hmm. And some people's going to take Dani Leigh's side. Some people, I don't know who, I've not seen one person yet take the baby side because I would never go on live expose my newborn child.
DaBaby took DaBaby's side and he posted this on his Instagram. I would like to swiftly remove myself from any of the hostile behavior put on display moments ago. This here thing has gone far enough for Shadi to crash out on her own, and it saddens me because I still got a queen to raise. The last hour has been documented for my safety and business, done based on my reputation, with multiple threats of setting up an internet scheme and person refusing to not let me go, and somebody else here knew to record her. I've been beat on and yelled at and chased around like if one of them fatal love attraction type girls. But I knew to keep it together. My team will be in contact with and everybody we're in business with who may need clarification. End of day, no big deal. I don't want no charges pressed or nothing. I just want her peacefully removed, which they need to hurry up and do as we speak. I ain't even want that behavior on display, but it's okay, man. This too shall pass. It's all good. My focus right now is solely on this new project out and this live show, Killer Tour, starting November 26th. The fact that he took time to use this opportunity to promote his tour is crazy. I will tell you, DaBaby, your career is going down in the flames. I don't know who's advising you. I don't know what PR person told you that this PR message that you put out it would make sense, because the last time you did it with the gay and HIV thing, it blew up in your face. I know for sure that WAC 100, who cares about you, reached out to you and suggested that you sit down with me or some people in the media that you could trust to allow you to speak your piece, and you just didn't return any phone calls. It doesn't seem like you care much about your career, but there are still some ignorant ass niggas out there that are going to play your music because they don't care if you disrespect gay people or women, because they're probably closeted homosexuals anyway. Look, let me tell you this. Danny Lay, the reason why you need to speak out is because of this clown ass behavior that clearly he's going to continue to play with his fans, who he has much bigger fan base than you, to continue to attack you. Now, there was more that happened to this. Let me show you when the police showed up, because this was also recorded on social media, of course. Take a look.
The fucking baby called the fucking cops on me. Look at this shit. He wants me to get out of his house. Go ahead.
Okay, let's just
go ahead, baby. Tell him. Tell him. Where's this stupid ass nigga at? Where's he at?
Ma'am, come here.
Where's he at?
Come here.
Where's he at?
Ma'am.
Where's he at? Yeah, whatever. He want to call the fucking cops on me for whatever the fuck reason. Whatever. Stupid ass. My 3 month old baby. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Shh. Fucking bitch ass nigga.
You
want to
just tell me your side of
the No, I don't need to tell you nothing. Nah, you good. You can talk to him because he want to call you guys. Go ahead. Go ahead. Nah, go ahead. Ain't nobody need to talk to nothing. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You just
want to
hang out.
Yeah, whatever. Bitch ass nigga. Bitch ass. It's all good. It's all good.
Man. Well, look, right after that, the police left and Danny Lay went back on Instagram like they do. And, yes. You know, we would have never seen Michael Jackson doing this with anybody. Jay-Z and Solange didn't even do this when she kicked his ass in the elevator. Danny went back to Instagram. This is what happened.
Every single time I come back into it, it's not it. It's love, because I completely love that man, but it's not it. It don't matter how much you love somebody. If it ain't right, it's never going to be right. And when someone's not ready for something, it's never going to be right. And you can't force somebody to be ready for something they're not ever going to be ready for. He's okay with having 5-6 fucking baby mothers. Like, nah. I was brought up different. I ain't going. You want me to be okay with certain shit? I ain't going. So, I will get out. I will leave. I don't even have a place in LA no more. I done dropped everything for my baby to have a good life and be in a nice, for her to know her dad. But, I will go figure it out. Like I always have since I've been young. Never depended on a man. Never nothing. I will figure this shit out. So, and that's it. I'm gonna keep. I ain't never brought this shit to the internet, but fuck it. I don't give a fuck. You wanna record me talking about I'm gonna have this, then put out a fucking statement 10 minutes after this shit is going on? The fuck? Clout ass, weird ass man. The fuck? That's some weird ass shit right there. Like you was planning this shit. The fuck? So.
But Danny Lay, you're the yellow bone baby mama now. I mean, you know, talking about how many baby mamas he has, when you got with him, you knew what he had. In fact, you were kind of cheerleading him on as being that nigga. And now he's a no shit nigga. I don't know. Make sense of it. Damaged blue.
Somebody please give Danny my number. She need better friends. First of all, sis, I completely disagree. It wasn't love. It was attachment and ego. You thought you were the chosen one. You thought your punani, that your heart, that whatever your arroz con pollo was going to be so magical that you were going to be treated differently than everybody else he's ever dealt with. You thought you were special enough to change him. And now your ego has been chin checked because you realize he was always going to be himself. That is not love. It's attachment and anger that she feels. Anger is a blanket emotion. It's always covering something else. Her anger is actually covering up the fact that she is hurt. And what I don't want to happen is for us to keep treating Danny Lay like a victim. Sis, it is not empowering to be a victim. You made choices that co-created this. And rather than be a victim and focus on what he did wrong and calling him weird for just being the person that you knew all along, which is not weird. It's pretty consistent. I'd rather you be more empowered.
But the baby's always been like this.
He's always been this man.
But a lot of men are, though. And a lot of women, including some of my sisters, have made bad decisions with guys thinking that they're going to be the one to change them. How do we get women to understand that when a man shows up who he is with another woman, he going to be the same, if not worse, with you?
Exactly. And that's ego. That's not love. She's having an ego tantrum that feels like heartache. And instead of her feeling like a victim, I want her to be a survivor and said, hey, I made X, Y, and Z choices that helped me be a co-conspirator in my own demise. I am hurt, not angry. I am hurt that I let myself down like this. Instead of worrying about loving him, I'm going to love myself enough to demand better from the next person. I want her to not be a victim and to be a survivor. This is tough love. I'm actually rooting for Danny Lay, but she's never going to get there if she keeps focusing on what he did wrong. She says, focus on yourself.
Maybe she was a victim because, let me tell you, I'm not saying she's perfect in this, but the baby went live, you know, making some claims about their situation, making it seem like she was just, you know, some fair weather friend. Take a look.
What's going on?
I don't know what's going on. Oh my God, this is so funny.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh my God, how you gonna go live? That's what you dealing with. You're dealing with a real nigga.
It's not. Hey, listen.
Like, as if I'm not gonna come out here and talk.
I'm gonna let y'all see what's going on. This is my reality.
This is my reality. He wants to fuck me and fuck his baby mother and fuck all these Charlotte hoes and fuck all this shit. And me, I'll be okay with that, guys. And me come back and live
Can you stop touching me? Can you stop touching this fucking house with our child? I don't want you to stay. I've been begging you to leave.
Yeah, I know. You tried to kick me out yesterday at 3 in the morning.
This is one of them real movies, man. Y'all look, tune in and see what we dealing with. Shout it really cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Real life.
I'm not going. Because you're calling me a crazy ass woman on the internet trying to make me look bad because your ass was trying to pick me out to go to a hotel with our 3-month baby.
I like Cocoa Puffs. I'm offended for Cocoa Puffs at this point. Because I rest my case. I ate Cocoa Puffs as a kid. Maybe that's why I'm cuckoo. I don't know. I like Cocoa Puffs. Damage, what do you think? I mean, you have a mother of a child. And I'm sure you've had some of these instances. What do you think?
I ain't never had nothing like that. I tell you that last video you showed me when she's sitting there crying and sobbing, that was a triggering video. I'm just going to say, I seen some cuckoo in that dialogue. Mm-hmm. I seen it. And it was a lot of, oh, I tried to do this and I dropped everything to live with him and I don't even have anything of my own. I ain't taking up for nobody in this. I think they both got what they were looking for. Here's the thing with the baby. Even if she did chase you around, I know she got charged with simple assault. You signed up for that, bruh. Looking at Danny Lay, the baby is who he is. He always been the baby. You talking about he has these multiple baby moms. You see how he treated the baby moms before you. You signed up for this. So I'm not going to say I don't feel bad for Danny Lay because her being put online like that with her child, that's just disgusting. But everything after that, you're still in this house hours later, smiling in this man's life. Get out of there. Like, what are you doing?
He had a newborn when you got with him. Sis, you're talking about your newborn as if your newborn is worth more than the last newborn he had when you came into the picture. So the same way he had a newborn when you got with him, your newborn is being treated the same way. So I need y'all to be real clear about this. Play clown games, win clown prizes. The baby's going to be the baby. You will never change a man. You're losing him the way you got him.
But we're talking about the baby circus. Like at this point, she may be a clown playing in the circus, but the circus is the baby. You know, because, you know, she posted her own receipts. I'm not going to post those. You could go over to Hollywood Unlocked's Instagram and find them. But his baby mom, his other mother of his child, I'm going to stop calling baby mom. The mother of his other child, Mimi, she actually posted something. Take a look at what she posted, because this was interesting.
I see straight through everything. I have something called a discernally. Excuse me, bro. I didn't tell you, but I pray for discernment every day. Discernment every day. That gives me the capability of looking at a person and seeing what type of person they is. Figuring this shit out instantly. I've been knew what type of person I've been knew. All this shit that's happening right now, I knew it was gonna happen because I didn't. It's based upon the type of person that you are. When you have fucked up intentions about certain shit, fucked up shit happens and can't nobody control it. I can only control my side. You get what I'm saying? I can only control the way I'm perceived. Well, I can't even control that, but I can control, you get what I'm saying, my side of the story. Can't nobody speak for me. Can't nobody explain the way I'm feeling with nothing. And by the way, I'm good. I ain't tripping on nothing, but I just want people to understand, like, no, I'm not no bully, bitch. I ain't never been no bully in my whole life. And I ain't never got bullied, ever. I'm talking back to middle school, elementary school. I ain't never got bullied by no bitch. Like, do I look?
There's a lot of ego there too, but Mimi sounded off because, you know, she felt, but why are you clapping? I don't think it's fair. Hold on. I don't think it's fair. See, this is the thing. I think people just hate Dani Leigh. And I think they hate her for different way. I think people hate, I'm not saying you hate her, but I think you do too. But I think a lot of people hate her for different reasons. I think black women hate her because of all that shit that went down with the whole, it's the yellow bone that he wants. And I understand that. I think that DaBaby fans hate her. Some of the women probably because she's fucking the man that they all think that they was going to fuck. Then you got the baby moms who hate her because, bitch, you thought you had a prize when we already knew the nigga was a know-nothing nigga. And then all of us in the gay community are like, you said we all got problems, bitch. This is messy. So why do you hate Dani Leigh so much, Blue? And why are you so happy that chocolate queen mother, baby mother, was attacking this poor, helpless Dani Leigh?
So first of all, I'm the only one on here who even has Dani Leigh on their phone. Like, I actually listen to her music and I'm a fan of hers. So that's not true, right? That's cap.
What makes you think I don't have her music on my phone?
I actually like Dani Leigh.
Her music, is right here next to Tinashe's. Don't be playing with me.
Not Tinashe. Now I know you playing. Okay, so I'm going to say this, and this is going to shock you guys. The reason why I was clapping because Mimi used the word that nobody else in the situation knows how to pronounce. Discernment. That's why I was clapping.
She didn't pronounce it the right way the first time.
At least she knew of its existence, right? I'm not sure DaBaby or Dani Leigh even know what discernment is. Mimi said, I know what I'm looking at and I know what to expect from what I'm looking at. Dani Leigh got into this because she saw a cat and asked it to bark. Cats meow, dogs bark. People are going to be what they are. And so my thing is, Mimi said discernment. And in the middle of whatever Mimi got going on, at least she's admitting, I knew what I got into. Dani Leigh is dealing with DaBaby, wondering why he's not Russell Wilson. Sis, call a thing a thing. So for me, I want Dani Leigh to have a comeback. If she has a comeback and she comes on this episode, I'll be the first person clapping for her to come back, but not while she's still seeing herself as a victim. You are not a victim, sis. You made some poor choices. Learn from them.
I agree with that, Jason. There has to be some accountability.
Please be accountable.
That's the thing. I think everybody agrees that what DaBaby did with going live and all that was nasty, right? Nobody should have did that. But at the end of the day, there has to be some accountability for how Dani Leigh got herself in this situation. It's not all his fault. Is he a terrible boyfriend? Probably. We don't know all the details. But at the end of the day, you have some fault in this. And we can't just keep seeing you play the victim. You have to, for other women out there that may be going through this, you have to show them, like, you have to have some sense of accountability to be able to grow and move forward and evolve. So I think that's really what it is when it comes to us.
Bring her on the show. Well, I think she's talented. Bring her on the show. I like her.
Listen, she's been invited. I've been texting her directly. She knows that the invitation is there. But I also want to be very respectful of her process because she's a young mother with a young child. I have two dogs over here, and let me tell you, they both spent two nights in my home, and they are both at boot camp right now for a month. And I ain't gonna lie, I don't think anybody who has two new children, whether they're dogs or kids, should be happy that their new kids are gone. You know what I mean? So I want to be respectful of her process. You know, her brother, who I actually met in Miami when I was there with Floyd years ago, he's a barber. He's an artist too. But, you know, most people who are artists start with a hustle. He was a barber. And by the way, he's a very good barber. His name is Brandon, but he goes by Bills. Bills felt that the baby was treating the sister wrong, and he posted something online. Take a look at it while I talk about it. And some people are saying that it was a threat. He said, move in silence. And he said to him, keep my family out your mouth, you internet gangster. And he added him. Now, you know, when people at you, they letting you know they want to make sure that that gets delivered to you. But he wanted to go a step further to make sure that people really heard it, including the baby. And he posted this video. Take a look.
So this is what you want to do. This is where you want to take it. This crazy. This nigga want to call the cops on my sis. This nigga want to disrespect my sister online for the world to see. Disrespect my family. And I'm saying, this don't even got nothing to do with my sister no more, bro. This got to do with me and you. You feel me? Because you missed the tough guy over here beating up bitches, knocking little guys out here and there. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to do that to me, first off. So this is what we're going to do, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a hospital right now. I got in a car accident. I got a fucked up neck. I still beat your ass with my neck like this, bro, on God. You know what I'm saying? So this is what we're going to do. When you come to the West Coast, bro, which I know you be out here, we gonna catch this one-on-one fade, bro. You know what I'm saying? One-on-one fade to see what happens between me and you. I wanna see how much of a gangster you are, how much of a real man you are. You know what I'm saying? We could do that. We could catch this fade in the streets. Or we could get in that ring, you know what I'm saying, and make it the biggest pay-per-view fight so I could knock you out on live and show everybody how much of a pussy you are, bro. And show the world how I will knock you out, my nigga. You 5 feet tall, bro. Like, You bugging, bro. You bugging.
Well, listen, he did what a brother's supposed to do. He said, let's call Floyd Mayweather and Showtime and show up and beat each other for a check. Now, I can tell you as a brother, there was a moment where one of my sisters was in an abusive relationship. We didn't go to social media because I don't think we had it at the time anyway. You know, I'm old. But we did, you know, we did pull up and handle him in a way where, you know, he could have died. And probably should. Well, I'm not gonna say that. But anyway, he could have died that day. Brothers are protective of their sisters. I mean, Damage. I think you're an only kid, right, Damage?
Blue? Oh no, nope. I got many siblings.
Oh, and Blue, do you have siblings?
I have 6 Dominican brothers and sisters. Ironically, so yes, I'm very familiar with what he just did.
Well, see, now you're Haitian and they're Dominican, so somebody was going across the border. Anyway,
I'm a love child. Yes.
Clearly. Listen, yeah. We all have siblings who have our backs. Don't you think that that was a genuine attempt to let the baby know, like, I'm going to beat the ass when I see you?
Personally, I get the ass whooping part. Mm-hmm. Once you're talking about we could put this on TV and get a check, that's when it got a little weird for me personally. But look, we in a different world. Maybe I'm just, you know, old school. Like, if I'm going to beat your ass, I'm going to beat your ass. I don't care if people see it. It don't need to be no checks involved, no sponsors involved. If you disrespect my family, it's on. So I respect him 100%. It's nothing that he should have not said. You know, if somebody disrespects your sister, you have every right to step in as a big brother and do whatever you feel like you got to do. So salute to him. If he felt like he had to step up that way, step up that way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. I'm the goon friend. If you talk crazy about somebody that I care about, I'm gonna turn into a goon. They ain't even got to be my brother and sister. Like, I goon up for my friend in general. That's just who I am as a person. Everybody knows to watch their mouth when they talk about my people around me. So I'd be a hypocrite to say anything ill of what he did, because I've done worse off camera. I will say this, though. We just finished talking about a young rapper who lost his life to posturing online and you know, violent antics. The baby is a shooter. And so for the sake of everybody's safety, though, even though I understand why the brother's mad, that child, that 3-month-old little girl who is completely innocent, who my heart goes out to, needs both of her parents, right? You're not going to do but so much to the father of your niece. And so just remember, at the end of the day, you guys are connected for life through that little girl. So yes, be mad, be angry. You might even want to tussle off camera. Don't do pay-per-view. That's a little whack. But please remember, that's the little girl's parents. She needs her mother and her father. And so at the end of the day, at some point, you guys are going to have to call a truce. And so be thinking about long-term, even though short-term, I see why you want to knock him around a little bit. I get it.
Well, Melissa, I applaud his brother for stepping up for his sister. I mean, he's coming on the show shortly, so I want to know more about their relationship and what's going on, and baby's responded. You know, I was just thinking as you were talking and thinking about the baby and all these antics he's been, you know, this selective cancellation really annoys me. History will reveal that I was one of the biggest advocates of canceling cancel culture. Because we have selective cancellation. Let me talk about my friend Offset for a minute, and I'm just going to throw him out there. Offset has been attacked and humiliated and disrespected and canceled and all these things for indiscretions he's had when he, you know, publicly cheated and, you know, different things that he's gone and done. This man has done less than what DaBaby has. DaBaby has killed somebody, beat up the valet, disrespected the gay community. He has now disrespected, insulted his baby's mom and humiliated her in front of the world to watch. He takes no responsibility. His security guard punched a woman at a show who tried to touch him. I don't understand why the people like Offset, who may have some indiscretions, they're so ready to cancel and destroy or destroy their family. And then you have somebody like DaBaby who I still am hearing people talking about they love DaBaby. Why? Why do we have selective cancellation and how do we end it?
I don't know. It might be a fan base thing. Even though I know DaBaby represents North Carolina, he's a hip hop artist. He's a huge act, and a lot of his main fan base aren't people of our culture. So when you think of somebody like Offset, not that he don't have the same fan base, but it's a little bit more intertwined in there where Black people feel more connected to the things he's done. I think that's the only reason maybe DaBaby hasn't had that same backlash. This is me speculating, because DaBaby's fan base is a lot of young white kids out there raging and not really giving a fuck about what he does in his personal life.
Which goes back to why we still have Tekashi 6ix9ine in our life, that we're allowing people outside. And I love the fact that hip hop transcends racial boundaries. And I think music in general is the thread that brings everybody together, all communities. But hip hop is ours, right? Hip hop belongs to us. It is ours. It's one of the things that people have tried to take from us for years, but it's ours. And so because commercial success of rap artists, because they're being marketed to white people, Asian kids or whatever in the global market, does that mean that as Black people, we don't hold and police our community a little bit more consistently? Because it's almost like we will let somebody be a complete donkey for the world as long as white people still buy their tickets. You know, I know that a lot of brands have fallen off with DaBaby because of his antics with the gay community, but there's been a lot of conversation, Dave Chappelle kind of lighting that fire, saying, hey, why don't Black people matter as much as gays? I don't hear the calls for cancellation as loud as they were when DaBaby disrespected the gay community that they are now for him disrespecting a woman. So is Dave Chappelle right?
No. My answer to that is no. But however, I will say, as far as the question about DaBaby, we also have to think about the content. Offset and Migos makes fun party music, and we also have always loved Offset and Cardi together. And so speaking of fan bases, the fan base of people who like Offset also ride for Cardi. And so I think it was more so people were riding for her, and which means when she took him back and said, stand down, a lot of folks did stand down. I do think, too, he showed remorse and got on stage and gave the flowers. I think That's Offset true. Has actually been one of the most accountable rappers out there. You guys can vilify me if you
That's
want.
True.
But I think Offset,
I agree.
He's very accountable. DaBaby is not only never accountable, he also sells toxic masculinity. So back to my previous point, a dog is barking. Why is anybody surprised? He is being the thing he's always sold himself as. His lyrics are full of toxic masculinity. His antics are full of toxic masculinity. He's consistently toxic in his presentation. And so it's almost like folks who bought into him are not seeing anything that's diverging from his branding. That's why he doesn't get canceled.
You answered the question about Dave Chappelle really fast. And I don't know if that's because your reaction to this, the Dave Chappelle, the overarching cloud that covers that special or the question. Let me go back and ask. Because what I thought Dave Chappelle said was that we need to start showing more protections for the Black community as we do for the gay community or trans community. Now, I'm saying in this instance, the outrage for DaBaby's behavior towards the gay community was treated in a way publicly with a lot of angst and anger because of what they heard and saw versus how he's being treated now when we see him outright disrespecting, degrading, and humiliating the mother of his child while she's holding and feeding his 3-month-year-old kid. So my question is, do we believe that there is a disparity in how we are handling accountability when it comes to marginalized groups or groups of people, women versus the gay community?
And my answer is no, because any argument where you pit the Black community and the gay community as if they are two mutually exclusive communities, it's intellectually dishonest and not all that bright. The question itself is flawed. There are too many people who are both for us to keep acting as if they're two separate groups. So the answer is no, because the question itself is actually not as smart as it thinks it is. It's intellectually dishonest.
You mean the gay community and Black community being two different groups?
a lot of times when Dave Chappelle talks about the gay and black community, he misses the Venn diagram of those who are both gay and black in their lived experience who don't get to pick which one is more heavy than the other.
We get that.
So that's why the question itself is a no.
We get that, but let's be very clear. The Black Lives Matter movement, when we talk about all Black Lives Matter, and I don't want to get too far off, this is a whole new show. All Black Lives Mattering includes the gay community who are black in that. But exactly. The gay community in itself, we are a community. And so there, and we're, it's much more than just being black and being gay. But let's unpack that in another show. Right now we have that's a good conversation that I definitely want to unpack. Okay, look, but right now what we have to unpack is Danny Lay's brother Bills. Now Bill says he's ready to beat the ass of the baby. He actually posted a video showing everybody that don't think that he's just all talk, because whether it's on social media or whether it's in public, whether it's at the Walmart or the mall, or if it's for Showtime, he's ready because he's been in the ring preparing for this very moment. Take a look.
Come on, Travis.
So there you have it. Okay, so look, let's go ahead and get right to it, because there's nobody closer to the situation than the brother who we just saw in the ring. He's the brother of Danny Lay, and also closer to the situation than any of us. Welcome, Bills. All right, and Danny Lay's brother, Brandon Bills, aka Bills, is here joining us. What's up, Bills? You know what's crazy is I've known you for a while. We talked at the top of the show that you're an artist, but you know, in the hustle of doing your own music, you were a barber, and that's how I met you in Miami when you cut me, and actually a damn good barber.
Yes, sir.
So you're here in LA now. You know, we've been talking in Hollywood Unlocked a lot about what's going on. Your family, you have been in the news. And so I wanted to talk to you about what's happening. First of all, how are you and the family doing?
Well, Danny's safe. You know what I'm saying? She's not over there anymore. So Danny's, you know, she's obviously been through some stuff, you know, so she's going to get better. But everybody got to send that positive energy. The family's doing good. You know, we just every day, you know, just every day going to be positive, bro. We just got to, you know what I'm saying? Everybody goes through something in life that they got to learn from. Mm-hmm. But she getting better, though, you know, it's a mental breakdown she's going through, you know, so.
So we saw the video go viral between her and DaBaby. She was feeding her daughter, and then in the midst of doing that, this video just went live. And when you saw it, what was your reaction to it all?
I mean, I was super upset, super pissed off. You know, I was angry. I was just, you know, I was sad. Just imagine how my mother and my father felt, you know, my sister breastfeeding my niece, his daughter. You know, I was about to react right there at that moment, to be honest with you. When I saw that video, my mom called me, actually. And my mom called me. She was like, did you just see what happened with Danny? I was like, what are you talking about? And she was like, go look on the live. Go right now. Go look. And then by the time I went to go look, it was already posted on the Shade Room, and it was posted everywhere. And I saw it. And I was actually I was playing ball at the gym. And I was about to go crazy, just because I'm, you know, I don't really think sometimes when I do stuff. So I was about to just start posting and just going crazy, because, you know, I got really upset, because, you know, that's just like, that's corny. Like, who does that?
Well, I mean, that's your sister at the end of the day.
It's my sister at the end of the day. Exactly.
So let me ask you, were you aware that they were having these relationship issues? I mean, you know, I'm not sure how close you are to your sister, but were you aware that these things were happening? Because to us, I mean, we see on the outside that this relationship appeared to be growing, and then all of a sudden, bam, there's this live video.
I ain't never liked homie from day one. He know that. My sister know that. My family don't like him. We know he ain't good for my sis. It was one of those situations where it was just like, you know what? You a grown woman. You know what I'm saying? Live your life. You know, I gave her advice. I always tell her the truth. I've never been no yes man around my sister. Neither has my mom. Neither has my father. Neither has my little sister. We tell her the truth. You know what I'm saying? So we gave her advice. We knew he wasn't no good for her. You know? So I've been quiet for 2 years. I've been quiet for a year and a half, however long they've been talking. You know, I don't like homie from day one. I never knew he was good for, I knew he was never good for my sister. So I've been quiet and it was time to speak up. Once I saw him take it to the internet on some female, stuff, you know what I'm saying? On some corny clown stuff, you know, it was time to speak up. And, you know, when I posted my first story, I didn't even expect that to go viral or nothing like that. I was more like on some, like, sending him some, you feel me? Like, yo, don't be putting my family name in your mouth. And that went viral, and I didn't even expect that. Like, I wasn't even looking for that. And then it was just after that, it was just like, you know, emotions came in, and, you know, I was upset. Then I seen the live the next morning, you know, and I know the truth. I've been around, you know what I'm saying? That's my sister. That's my little sis. I'm big bro, you know what I'm saying? So I did what I'm supposed to do. Just like any big brother in my situation, they would have done the same thing. You feel me? So, you know, I don't regret nothing. You feel me? I know I did the right thing. You feel me?
So when you say you never liked him, why did you and your family never like him? What made you not like the baby?
Because he's disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? He's disrespectful. He don't respect my parents. You know what I'm saying? He don't respect my sister.
Has he been abusive towards her?
Mentally, yeah, for sure. I don't know about physically, you know what I'm saying? I can't speak on that, you know, but mentally for sure, it's just been a lot, you know? He's done a lot. Like, I'm not even about to, you know, I'm not even going to talk about all that stuff, but it's just, once he did the internet stuff, because it's one of those things where it's like, at the end of the day, I ain't no perfect man, you know what I'm saying? I've done my stuff with women, you know what I'm saying? I've messed up, you know, I'm a perfect human being. But at the end of the day, I ain't never took no stuff to the internet. You know, I never took my business to the internet. He pulled some female stuff. That's some
B-I-C-T-H. What bothers you the most? Is it that he took it to the internet or that he treated her that way? Because for me, I thought, you know, I have five sisters and I've had one that I know was in an abusive relationship with a man that we had to take care of ourselves. You know, I thought the behavior in general of just the way he was humiliating her, disrespecting her, the way he was doing it in front of his kid, not to mention that he did it on live in front of thousands of people. And now it's blasted to millions of people. But to me, I just thought as a man, as a father of women, young girls, you know, it was tasteless, you know. So what part of it was it that was bothersome for you, that he did it on the internet or that he did it in general or both?
Both. Yeah, he did it on the internet and he did it in general. You know, both. Like, he don't realize that his daughter is going to see that. When she 15, 16, she going to see that video. She going to be like, damn, you did that? You know what I'm saying? She going to see that one day, you know? And any real man out there ain't going to agree with that. They not going to feel that. And I know that because I done got so many phone calls, you know what I'm saying? And I'm, you know, a lot of people been calling me and telling me that was some corny clown bozo stuff he pulled. You know what I'm saying? Like, taking it to the internet, like, you know? And I understand that's the baby father to my sister or whatever, to the child, but that wasn't right. You know what I'm saying? And I just don't respect that, you know?
So if you and your family haven't liked him all this time, have you all tried to intervene? And if so, like, what is Danny's reaction to that been?
It's one of those things, man. You know, when a girl in love with somebody, you know, they blind. You know how that go. You know, I'm sure if you got little sisters and she loves somebody, you know how that goes sometimes. You could tell them as much as you could tell them, but until they learn themselves that they can't be with that person, they gonna have to go through it until they finally realize, like, yeah, it's time to be out. You know what I'm saying?
Now, so when we talked and set up this interview, you mentioned that you haven't talked to your sister in a while, which kind of reminded me of my sister when she and her man were into an abusive situation, or at least a controlling situation where he was really trying to block her from her family because we always wanted the best for her. Why did you and your sister fall out, or was there something else there that came between you?
It was basically that, to be honest. She know I don't like him. I haven't even got to meet my niece, to be honest, because I don't want to go to North Carolina. I'm straight off there. I don't know North Carolina. I don't want to go over there. I don't want to be around homie at all. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nothing to do with him. You feel me? He know that. My sister know that, because I done told her that plenty of times. You know, I don't want nothing to do with him. I never want a song. I never want to be around him. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't mess with his energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't mess with it. So I haven't even been able to meet my niece. You know what I'm saying? That shit hurts me. You know, that really hurts me. I haven't been able to meet my niece. And finally, she's away from there. So I'm going to probably take a flight to Florida or she coming to L.A. whenever, you know what I'm saying, real soon, this week, next week. And I'm going to meet my niece for the first time. And my family, nobody has met her just because we don't agree. We just don't mess with homie. We just don't mess with his energy. He's not a good person.
So your mother and your father, your other sister, nobody's met the baby?
Nobody's met the baby because we don't want to be around him. You know what I'm saying? You know, we don't want to be around him.
But that's what I think the audience. That's what I think the audience is missing, right? Because my senses are telling me there's more here than you want to share. So forgive me if I'm being a little personal. But he had to have done something to her that made your whole family not want to be around him to the extent that they don't even want to see their grandchild, right? Every grandmother wants to see their grandchild. So what was it that made the whole family this frustrated or turned off by him that you guys didn't even want to be around him and the newborn?
I don't even know, bro. There's just been a lot of stuff, man. I mean, mind you, they've been talking for 2 years, so this is not something that just happened out of the blue. You know, this whole side chick stuff, like, that's all cap.
But he's painting the whole narrative now that your sister's the crazy person, and he's making her out to look crazy on social media in front of millions of people, and without understanding context of why everybody doesn't believe he's good to be around her. I mean, there's a piece that's missing is what I'm trying to get at.
Like I said, he's done a lot of different stuff in the past 2 years he's been with her. There was a situation in DR. Like I said, I wasn't there. This was before she was going to have the baby, like a couple weeks before. He was there for a little bit. I wasn't there for that situation. But even before that, prior to that, there was other situations. You know, it's stuff that he did to my sister, not even to my family. Just stuff that he did to my sister. I'm her big brother. I'm going to tell her the truth at the end of the day. I don't care if you're a famous rapper, if you're a millionaire, if you're famous, if you got clout. I don't care about none of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're my little sister. I'm going to tell you the truth. Like, I'd rather you be with somebody normal that's going to treat you right than be with somebody who's rich or a superstar or whatever he is.
So is your frustration with him based on things you heard he's done to your sister or that you heard how he's behaved and not what you've seen yourself? Or I'm trying to understand that.
It's not stuff that I heard. It's stuff that I know. I'm just not going to speak on everything because I'm just not about to put out his, you know, my sister's business and his business. You know what I'm saying? There's been other situations, you know, but this situation, it was on the internet. So everything else wasn't on the internet. So once he took it to the internet, it's like, okay, now you're taking stuff to the internet, bro. You know, like, now it's the whole, you try to humiliate my sister, you know, while she's breastfeeding your daughter, my niece. I'm not going to stay quiet. I don't care if my sister get mad. I don't care if my family get mad. I don't care who gets mad. At the end of the day, if y'all was big bro, y'all would be doing the same thing. Anybody in my shoes would have done the same thing. That's a fact. Anybody getting in business that got nothing to do with them, I don't know why they doing that. Because anybody in my shoes would have done the same thing. You feel me?
And so, okay, has your mother contacted you after you posted a couple things? One, people are saying was a threat, where you basically said you sent a message to my IG story, and then you posted more, another video where you said that you wanted to see him and that you'd even be willing to do it for pay-per-view fights. Did your mom or anybody call you about those videos, and what did they say?
Yeah, you know, my mom, she concerned about me, but it's all good because she don't know that Yo, let me tell you something, man. Me and Danny and my family, we've been out here in LA for 8 years or longer. People done seen us grow from zero. You know what I'm saying? My mom done invited everybody to my house. She done cooked for half of LA. Everybody been in my crib. We know mad studios. We know mad producers. We know mad people out here. People really mess with us, with my family. People know we real, genuine people. You feel me? He try to put us out there like we racist or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we not, we Dominican. You know what I'm saying? Like he try to put us out there like, I don't even know what he don't realize that I got thousands of people behind me. You feel me? In LA, in New York, in Miami. You know what I'm saying? He disrespected my country. Dominican Republic. He tried to talk down on my country. I got thousands of Dominicans behind me. You feel me? I got thousands in LA behind me. They must have underestimated me, bro. People really fuck with me out here in LA. I'm a solid one, and my sister and my family.
So the baby claimed that you and your family abandoned her and the baby. What do you think about that? What do you say to that?
We don't fuck with him. We don't mess with him. We don't want to be out there. We don't want to be around his energy. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, the relationship between Danny and us was kind of not 100% because he was with her. And he was manipulating her, and he was controlling her, and he was doing all this shit to her. You know what I'm saying? Mentally abusing her. You know what I'm saying? So we, our relationship with my sister, you know what I'm saying, hasn't been 100%. You know, now she's out of there, and hopefully, you know what I'm saying, she, you know, she gets back to being Danny Lay, and you know, she comes out with some fire ass music, and you know what I'm saying, and she speaks her truth and what she's been going through. You know, mm-hmm. But.
Yeah, she texts, her and I have been exchanging text messages, and she said, you know, she was just really exhausted with this whole situation, really didn't want to talk about it, at least not right now. I mean, I do think that, you know, she has a story to tell that people want to hear. Now, let me ask you, what were your thoughts on when she did that song that she was the yellow bone that he wants? And people took that as a diss track to the baby's darker skinned baby's mother, the other one. What did you think about that controversy? And how did it affect her?
I really didn't. I didn't agree with it. But it's like at the end of the day, like people make songs about colors and skins and all this every day. Like Pop Smoke made light skin, dark skin songs. Everybody, I just felt like it was just, you know, people gonna talk about what they want to talk about on the internet at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how many negative and positives I'm getting on what's going on with me right now. And I really don't care. I don't care about none of the negatives. None of that shit fazed me. None of that. Like, I'm having DMs talking about people gonna kill me. You know? I don't care about none of that. None of that really bothers me. Like, it's all good. With that yellow bone shit, though, I really just told her, like, I really don't know why she did that. And I really didn't like the song to begin with. That's what I told her to be. That's what I really told her. I said the song was trash. I told her the truth. You know what I'm saying? I told her the truth. And... you know, I didn't like the song. So that's really what I told her, you know.
Well, at least you're honest. So the people that are threatening your life, is it people to be concerned about, or is it just fans who feel that you should?
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's this guy's fans. I don't know. I'm really just laughing at the side piece, on the side piece shit, really, to be honest. Like how he tried to play my sister on the internet and call my sister a side piece, not knowing that he'd been talking to my sister for 2 years. I done been in the crib with him in the crib with my sister plenty of times, more than 5-6 times, more than 5-5, you know what I'm saying? Like, where it's like, he's there for 3-5 days. Like, I done have plenty of side pieces. I'm never at my side piece's house for 3-5 days. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking
You're not supposed to have a baby with a side piece either.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm not talking to my side piece's parents. I'm not talking to my side piece's big brother. I had a conversation with him when he said he loved my sister. You feel me? He had a conversation with me and my father. You know, don't come out here on the internet trying to be a clown, trying to be gangster, whatever you're trying to be, talking about my sister's a side piece when you've been talking to my sister for 2 years and you got a baby with her. Come on, bro. We all know all the real men out here know what time it is, bro. All the corny clowns, they on his side. All the real men. They know what time it is. You feel me? Mm-hmm.
So you posted a video with you boxing and, you know, showing your boxing skills. Was that because people were criticizing you or calling you out on the internet? Why did you post that video?
I just wanted to post a video because, you know, I haven't boxed in who knows how long. And I was just like, you know what? Let me just go do some little, you know, some little warm-ups, you know, so anybody talking, saying I don't got hands, you know, they could see what's up. And that's with the gloves. Like, you know, that's you know, that's just some boxing shit. You know, street fight is a whole different story. Like, it's a whole nother world. You feel me? But I'm all about catching a fade. You know, come catch this fade, bro. Like, you feel me? Like, I'm all about it. Like, you know, you disrespecting my sister. I'm not going to sit here and tolerate that. You feel me? So, you know, I had to call him out on that. And really, I'm really about that. Like, you would come catch his fade whenever you want, bro. in the ring, in the streets, it don't matter. Like, you know, I'm with it.
So now if DaBaby's watching this and he wanted to catch DaFade, who's going to win, you or him?
I'm going to knock him out, bro. I put $2 million on that shit. I got people right now. They're telling me they're going to put the bag up, bro. We could put this bag up. We could get millions, bro. I will get in that ring and I will knock him out. He won't even touch me. I promise you that. I put all my money on that. And everybody around me going to put money on me because they know what time it is. He not touching me. He 5 feet tall. I've been around him. He not touching me.
Is DaBaby only 5 foot tall?
He's 5 feet tall, bro. He can't fuck with me. He don't mess with the wrong person. I guess they underestimated me. I guess they thought I was some chump out here in LA that people don't really mess with. But like people really, really, really mess with me. I'm solid out here. You know what I'm saying? You mess with me, Jason. You know me from way back in the day.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I've known you for a long time. Let me ask you, you know, one person I think can set this whole fight thing up is Wack. And Wack is, he knows him. So if you know Wack, you got to talk. Wack knows how to set this up. I mean, I hope that there's some type of resolution happens because Danny's a pretty girl. She has a beautiful baby. You know, it seems like your mom is really sweet and the family's really tight, or it was at one point. And now with the situation kind of coming to a head and her out of there, hopefully it's an opportunity for you all to come together as a family.
Yeah, I'm down to come together as a family, to be honest. You could tell Wack, he could set that up. You know what I'm saying? Wack could come catch this fade too. I'll get in the ring and I'll catch this fade with him too, bro. Straight up. I don't care. I don't know why a old man, grown man, is butting into my business that got to do with my family. You feel me? Imagine if Wack was in my shoes and the baby did that shit to his daughter and to his little sis. He would be doing the same shit I'll be doing. He'd be doing the same stuff I'll be doing, defending his family and his sister. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why he's trying to take a fade for another man. I don't even got to take that fade with Wack. I got niggas out here that'll take that fade for me. You feel me? I don't even got to take it, but I will take it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not soft. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll really get in the ring. I'll really get in the street, and we can catch that fade. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll really throw hands out here. I done been in mad fights in my life. Like, that shit don't faze me. You know what I'm saying? And niggas better put some respect on Brandon Bills, bro. You feel me?
So you want to catch the fade with Wack too?
No, I don't want to catch the fade with Wack. That's not what I said. I said he could catch his fade too if he want to catch the fade for DaBaby or whatever his name is. You feel me? I don't know why he getting in business that got nothing to do with him trying to catch a fade for somebody else. I said I want to catch a fade with you already know who. You know what I'm saying? For disrespecting my system, disrespecting my family, disrespecting my country, and disrespecting just everything, disrespecting women.
I'll be there to watch it, whoever get it, but I just hope that this all
Who you got your money on, though, bro? Who you got your money on? You got your money on Brandon Bills, or you got it on the snitch? Who you got it on?
Tell you something. I'm keeping my money for the Metro train to heaven, because at the end of the day, when all of this madness goes on, I'm trying to get closer to the Lord. I'm in a place of peace right now. You know, I'm not Charlemagne with sending everybody healing energy, but I'm trying to find my own healing energy. And I hate to see people I know, like I know you, I don't know DaBaby. I don't know your sister that well. I know Wack. I just wish everybody could figure this out. More importantly, this is really between you, your family. It's a family matter that I hope to get resolved. Now, let me talk to you really quick about the music, because you're also out here doing music now. I know you dropped Planet Trap. Talk to me really quickly about the music that you're doing and that, you know, that you're working on here.
So we dropped Planet Trap. I just dropped my album like 5 days ago. I just dropped Gummy yesterday. It's the hardest album in the world. Hardest rapper. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? We got Gummy out. We getting to this money, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, we doing this. So I need everybody to go stream that Planet Trap. Everybody to go stream that album. Everybody to go on YouTube. Everybody to go check out my shit. Because before this, I was an artist. I wasn't trying to go viral on none of this. This wasn't the intention. This wasn't the plan. You know what I'm saying? I was not trying to go viral on none of this. When I did my first post, it was more like a message to him. And yes, he did see it. And yes, he did like it. You know what I'm saying? Mind you, you know, he didn't even send no gifts to the baby shower. You know what I'm saying? We had a baby shower in DR. There was not one gift from homie. He rich, bro. Why you ain't sending no gifts to my sister for your baby, bro? What kind of rich nigga shit is that? You know what I'm saying? I don't care if you're not with the girl or whatever, bro. Your baby mom's is Danny Lay, bro. Why ain't you sending no gifts to her baby shower? You know what I'm saying? There was not one gift from him.
But someone asked the same question of if he showed her that he was that guy, why would she go back to him? Like, why would she want to be with him?
Bro, you know how girls be, bro, when they in love, bro, and they blind. You know how that go? You know, I can't even explain that. I'm not a woman, but I've seen a lot of women get beat up and go right back to them. It's one of those things where when I spoke up, I was defending my sis, but I was really defending my family at the same time because he started talking about my family. So it was one of those things where it's like, I know it's a 50-50 situation, you know, and I'm not going to sit here and defend my sister and then 3, 4, 5 months later, she's back with home. You feel me? So it was more like when he started talking about my family, it was like, yo, bro, listen, bro, you met my family 3, 4 times. You don't know us, bro. You don't know what we've been through, what we've done. So don't be talking about my family, bro. Just like I don't know your family, I ain't going to talk about your family. Don't talk about my family, bro, because you don't know us. Because I ain't never even spoke to you like that. I probably spoke to you for like 10 seconds one day when you was in my sister's house. I never spoke to you after that, after the like 5 or 6 times that I saw you in my sister's crib. Because mind you, he done been in my sister's crib plenty of times for a couple days. You know what I'm saying? That ain't no side chick behavior. You know what I'm saying? Now
your sister's come out and said that she's given up her house, she's given everything up to follow him across the country. And now you're saying that she's left. Do you think this is going to make her get closer to the family again and then also back on her own feet without him?
I hope so, man. This is what she need to do. She don't ever need to go back to that dude, bro. You know what I'm saying? He's a clown, bro. He's a bozo. You know what I'm saying? He a piece of crap, bro.
Everybody can say that on this show.
I don't know if I could curse on here, but he a piece of shit, bro. The whole world know that. The whole world seen that. He just did some shit 3 months ago on stage. He got canceled, you know what I'm saying, or whatever happened. And now he just did some shit. And now I'm about to cancel him. I'm about to fuck up his career, bro. Fuck all that shit, bro. I don't care what my sister says. We not with that, bro.
Well, listen, I hope that you and your family and Danny and the baby find peace. Not the baby, the baby. And, you know, bro, I hope you're staying safe because, you know, today we just lost Young Dolph. It's a lot of crazy madness going on.
Rest in peace, Young Dolph, first of all, bro. We lost a real one today, man. That shit's sad as hell. That's the problem. Everybody's shooting people and nobody want to, you know what I'm saying, catch this fade. Nobody want to get in the ring and solve shit like men. You feel me? Everybody want to shoot somebody. But rest in peace to Young Dolph, bro. That was a real one, bro. You know what I'm saying? That shit's sad, man. You know what I'm saying? That shit really hurt me. You know, especially with what I'm going through right now, me going viral off of this shit, it made me think like, damn, somebody could try to come and kill me right now. You know what I'm saying? So it really made me think like, damn, like this shit crazy out here. But that's the problem. Everybody want to shoot somebody nowadays. Nobody could, you know, put them hands up and just square like a man one-on-one. You know what I'm saying? Nobody going to jump me. You know, nobody gonna jump me because I'm never by myself out here. You know what I'm saying? So it's just sad that this shit had to happen like that, you know?
Right. Well, listen, be safe, Bills, and Planet Trap is out. Make sure you check out the music. And tell your sister we're thinking of her and that we're here for her if she wants to talk. And we'll keep following it. So keep posting your videos.
Let's get it.
All right, cool.
Planet Trap, baby.
All right, look, that was a great show. And make sure you keep coming back because we got all types of amazing interviews and topics that are going to make you go crazy.
Uh-huh, that's right. That means like, subscribe, do everything you need to do to make sure you stay up to date with what we got going on.
And ladies, stay tuned in because you know I have your back.
And listen, make sure that you're commenting below because even though I say I don't read it on the show, that's all I do when it's over. Peace.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.